Hello and welcome. Today's debate is on using animals for work. The first animal that was domesticated by humans is the dog. Even now, dogs are still used to protect our houses and keep us safe. Other domesticated animals, used for food, include sheep, cows and goats. The first donkeys were used by humans approximately 6,000 years ago in Egypt. Horses were domesticated 5,000 years ago in Europe and Asia. All these animals have been used to help human beings survive, either by providing food or by working for us. Horses, camels, elephants, they have all helped humans explore their land and transport goods from one place to another. But is this fair? What about animal rights? To argue for this issue today, we have Amy Johnson, an animal rights activist and writer. To argue against the issue is Dr. Jacob Kurian. Dr. Kurian is a professor of zoology, which is the scientific study of animals, and a writer of several books on animal welfare. You both have 2 minutes to introduce your point of view. Ms. Johnson, would you like to begin?
Thank you for inviting me to this debate. It's well known that animals have worked side by side with humans for thousands of years. In fact, they helped us develop our civilization and helped humans survive. Animals, like elephants and horses, were used to build amazing structures, like the pyramids in Egypt. Yet their hard work and suffering are hardly ever recognized. For example, horses, camels and elephants were used to transport armies and soldiers during wars, and many of these animals died in these wars. And there are other examples. Even now, dogs are used to pull sleds in cold climates and elephants are used for logging. These animals work long hours and live in difficult conditions. However, they get very little reward. Humans just use them to their advantage. My main argument is that in the modern world, there is no longer any need to use animals for work. We have technology that can replace them. It's similar to using children to work in factories. 200 years ago, factory owners got rich by using children. Nowadays, people still get rich by using animals to do work for them. The problem is that the animals have no one to represent them and protect their rights. Even though animals work hard for us, they are often abandoned when they get sick or too old to work. They suffer. In short, I strongly believe that using animals for work is an old-fashioned and cruel practice.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. Dr. Kurian, your introduction, please.
Thank you. It's true that animals have helped our civilization develop. Camels and horses helped us carry goods across huge distances. Dogs helped us hunt and protected us from wild animals. Humans don't have the skills or strength to do these jobs. I want to argue that in many developing countries, poor people still need animals to survive. These are people who can't afford cars, house alarms, or expensive machines. Another point is that not all animal use is abuse. On the contrary, without humans, these domesticated animals would not have been able to survive. They need us to take care of them. There are many animal lovers around the world who work in animal shelters and help animals. There are laws that stop animal suffering. And people give a lot of money to animal charities and organisations that help save wildlife. At the same time, there are still millions of children in the world who don't get this kind of treatment. They go without food or clothing. I strongly believe that in a modern society, people often care more about animals than they do about poor people.
Thank you both for your arguments. Now, let's hear from our listeners.